Began the job on Tuesday, March the 1st. First charge or first task for me as College Station High School principal is to begin the process and establish a timeline for the selection of the mascot and school colors. And began that process on Friday, March the 4th. At that time, I met with current 7th and 8th graders that are zoned to be stakeholders and students at College Station High School. During that assembly, I shared with them a virtual tour that had been prepared by the architects for the school. In addition to that, visited with them a little bit about the process that I'm sharing you now and the future dates coming up as far as the selection of the mascot and school colors. Also took that opportunity to talk to the kids about taking the process seriously, taking pride in the process, and making sure we select a mascot and school colors, something that we can build a school identity around and a culture of excellence. So visited with them on Friday, March the 4th. We followed up on Monday, March the 7th, and all of those students were provided a survey to provide feedback as far as their suggestions and thoughts on mascot and school colors. So they were able to, each student was able to individually complete a survey of recommendation of one mascot and a two-color combination that they were asking to be considered, or just their ideas as far as College Station High School. Took that information, pulled it together in a manageable fashion, and I met with a committee on Thursday, March the 10th. It was 22 students from the collective group of 7th and 8th graders that will be zoned for College Station High School. 22 students and 5 parents also that will be a part of College Station High School in the future. Met with that committee several hours on Thursday, March the 10th. Had considerable discussion, debate, conversation, and our charge was to take the information and feedback that the collective student body had provided us and narrow that down to 2 choices as far as mascots and 2 final color combinations. And those 2 options, the mascot and the color combinations, would be provided on a final ballot. So had a good, hearty dialogue with that committee, and hats off to that group. They had a huge task before them, and they managed that entire process of several hours with great integrity. And very much, if that group of kids that I worked with, that small group and parents are any indication, then we have great leadership to build upon in the future at College Station High School. But we took that, narrowed that down, provided the final ballot to the collective student body today, Monday, March the 21st, for them to vote for one of the final 2 mascot options and one of the final 2 color combination options. I'm assembling those numbers now, and we'll have that information to announce on Tuesday evening, March the 22nd, at the College Station ISD board meeting. And, Bill, I can tell you that the final options on the ballot, the choices for mascot, the committee and the students really steered towards staying with a cat theme, so to speak. The 2 options for mascot that made it through to the final ballot were the Cougars and the Lions, so that very much falls in place with what we have here in College Station as far as mascots at the secondary level. And the color combinations were red and black or purple and black. And there was significant conversation around that. There is some historical background or ties in the community with the purple. Purple was a core color of the old Lincoln High School many years ago. And also the red actually morphed out of conversation around considering maroon and crimson. And ultimately the committee came to consensus on red to make sure that we were able to establish our own identity. So those were the 2 options provided to the student body today. And as we tabulate those, we should be able to announce those tomorrow night to our Board of Trustees and recommend to them that they take action on the mascot and school colors receiving the most student votes.
7th and 8th graders, it's a pretty tough crowd to try to impress something like this on.
Yes, sir, it is. But I'm going to tell you, they were a wonderful job when I met. They did a wonderful job when I met with them on Friday, March the 4th. I met with 7th graders and then 8th graders. So the initial meeting was approximately, I don't know, a little over 300 kiddos from each grade level. But they did a wonderful job. I very much drive home the fact that we'll have a number of decisions before us, and that we needed to handle the process with integrity and maturity, because this is one of the first decisions that will establish exactly what their legacy is going to be as far as the first students at College Station High School. So we very much spoke about that, culture and pride and integrity. And I couldn't be more pleased at this point in time with the kids' maturity and stepping up and taking ownership of this. And I think that's the secret to establishing a school family, an effective school, establishing a culture of excellence, is that your kiddos, your parents, your stakeholders drive the process. And they very much did with this. And I couldn't be more proud at this point of the ownership and the maturity the kids have showed as far as this first step in establishing our school.
And I think for the majority of students, it's a great icebreaker to get introduced to the principal. I know I remember who most of my principals were from kindergarten are up, and I'm sure you do too. And it's a good, again, I would think it was a good way to meet your future students.
Absolutely, and I was fortunate. I've been here for 4 years, and a couple of those kiddos I recognized from some years ago at Rock Prayer, or they have siblings in the district and community. So there were a few familiar faces, but it was a great opportunity for me to meet them, and as well as for me to let them know what I'm about as a principal and my expectations as far as the campus and the effort we put forth to make the school the very best it can be, and make sure that we contribute to the excellence and the effort of the school district collectively, and complement those successes that are already being accomplished.
Anything else listeners need to know?
No, we're very excited to become a part of CSISD's team. And we realize that we want to establish our own identity at College Station High School, but we also recognize that we're simply one more piece of the puzzle. So we're very excited about this opportunity, and we hope to establish an environment that continues to make the community proud of its local school district.